T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A lot was made on Capitol Hill about an exchange between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Rachel Levine, the former health secretary here in the state of Pennsylvania. However, that overshadowed some very important news that really affects the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Spotlight PA is Jamie Martinez. Jamie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
For those that don't know what Spotlight PA is, please illuminate and introduce us to what you guys do.
Sure. We're a consortium of outlets and reporters from around the state focusing on Pennsylvania state government, the goings-on in Harrisburg, but also how it affects folks throughout the state of Pennsylvania. So I'm based here in Pittsburgh. I was with the Tribune Review for about 4 or 5 years before I joined the Spotlight team. And the idea is just to hold our government officials accountable for how their actions and policies affect people across the state.
And part of that accountability sort of was brought to surface in Capitol Hill last week. Dr. Rachel Levine was questioned about some of the pandemic response while she was leading the Department of Health here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Will it affect her moving forward in the Biden administration?
I can't speculate on how, you know, the senators are going to vote, but she did get a question during her confirmation hearing. She is President Biden's pick for Assistant Health Secretary. And Senator Susan Collins, she's a Republican from Maine, was asking the secretary, former secretary, about her efforts during the pandemic. She got some questions about New York's underreporting of nursing home data, and Senator Collins wanted to know if that was a problem here in Pennsylvania as well. Dr. Levine did answer the question. Her response wasn't precise, and the reason I'm here talking to you about it was because some reporting I did back in September and before that in June was referenced during that exchange.
Right, and so specifically, New York is under fire in New York City because of their response with the nursing homes and other facilities. And so with this exchange, what took place and what do you think happened here in Pennsylvania?
Sure. New York is under fire because their nursing home deaths were underreported. It came out recently that there were significantly more deaths than were shown on paper and reported to the public. Here in Pennsylvania, we have several ways of looking at the number of coronavirus-related deaths and cases in our nursing homes. There's county-level data that the state makes available, but there's also facility-level data, and that gives facility by facility for all 693 nursing homes in the state how many staff cases of COVID there have been, how many resident cases, and how many resident deaths. Now, that data was hard won. It was demanded by the public, by the media, by nursing home advocates back in the early days of the pandemic, April, May. It was eventually released in May, but those early reports were incomplete. They had a lot of inaccuracies, and it really didn't do much to help anyone peer into what the conditions were or what the situation was inside of nursing homes. By June, that data had shaped up a bit more. But what I found when I did my first round of reporting, there were several dozens of nursing homes that were simply reporting no data. And it became a question of, well, is it missing because of the state, or is it missing because the homes aren't reporting it? And that was what Dr. Levine was asked about last week, was why these facility level reports appear to be incomplete, not just in June, not just in September when I did follow-up reporting, but to date, when I checked the reports last week, there were still about 100 facilities that were reporting no data.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I was very angry and still am very angry. And I was astonished, actually, that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania would put COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes, similar to New York. Now, New York is under investigation for whatever it did and how it mishandled things. And Dr. Levine was questioned last week, but her response, she pointed or blamed the state's electronic death reporting system. And her response contradicted a report that you did earlier in the year, which you referenced earlier. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the electronic death reporting system, EDRS, is what Dr. Levine mentioned in her response. That system has been the subject of reporting by Spotlight and other outlets, mainly because it has long-standing, ongoing issues with how quickly the state is able to collect death certificates and information on people who have died throughout the state. My reporting focused on this facility-level data, which is a completely separate report, and this information is gathered directly from the nursing homes. They're expected to report day-to-day, week-to-week, how many staff resident cases and resident deaths occur in their facility. That has nothing to do with EDRS. Those are collected through separate software portals, and based on my reporting, those portals have had a lot of issues. They're sometimes complicated for nursing home administrators and staff to navigate. They've had outages or crashes. It's been a really ineffective or inefficient system since the get-go that doesn't really seem to have been corrected over the past few months.
Do you think right now that are they making the adjustments and improvements necessary so that the most accurate information is available on all of these issues in the state of Pennsylvania?
Based on my reporting, I'm not able to say if any meaningful changes to the process have happened. When I contacted the State Department of Health last week for updates, they said that they're continuing to work with facilities on getting this information reported, and that it may just be due to continuing problems with accessing some of these software portals and just general confusion. And quite frankly, facilities being overwhelmed by how much data they're expected to report, not only to the state, but they have national, federal government reporting requirements as well that they have to meet. So there's a significant burden on those administrators.
Yeah, I could imagine. You reported that data was missing for 145 facilities in the last report at the end of the month of February. Is that just, like you said, they're overwhelmed? Is it basically paralysis by overanalysis type of a situation?
For some facilities, that could be the case. For others, there are some that haven't reported anything, at least in these public-facing reports, since the very beginning. There's a handful of facilities that have simply just been no data every single week with no explanation. And if you contact the facility directly, if you're someone who has a loved one in a facility, they should be able to tell you what the case is on the ground. But the reason that this is important is because these reports are really the only centralized way for the public to see what's going on statewide, facility by facility. So that level of transparency is missing.
Jamie Martinez, Spotlight PA, read all about it. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.